Hi, this is Jack Vaughn, and I'm with Ed Burns, and this is the Talking Data Podcast. Both of us have been out on the road, and we have written a few articles, but thought we'd share some of our perspectives, some of the things we saw out there. And I'm going to start off asking Ed about the TDWI conference in Las Vegas. Cloud is arising more and more in discussions of data management. Can you tell me I'm right or wrong on that?
I think you're absolutely right. The thing I was struck with after leaving the conference was how pervasive cloud seems to be right now. I mean, obviously, the idea is nothing new, but what really struck me was that a lot of businesses and the consultants who were at the show really seemed to be favoring a cloud-first type strategy. William McKnight, the consultant, was there, and he talked about how every single project that you work on, you have to address your cloud strategy. And it may be that your cloud strategy is to not use the cloud, he said, but you have to at least think about it for every single project. Another attendee stood up during one of the Q&A sessions, and he explained how at his company, every single project that they launch, if it's not going to be in the cloud, you have to explain why it's not going to be a cloud project. He said that it's sort of like the default position at the company. Every single project is assumed to be a cloud project unless you can think of a specific reason why that would not be appropriate. So, yeah, I just thought it was really interesting at the conference how everyone seemed to be just assuming that cloud first is the way to go.
And I'm wondering, is the driver money? Is it that and other things? What's the makes that to be the case?
Well, yeah, there are a number of factors, I would say. I mean, money is definitely one of them. It's the cost to get something up and running in the cloud is obviously less expensive than if you have to bring in a lot of appliances into your own building. And other factors seems to be the ease with which you can scale up projects. If you get something up and running and find that there's a greater need for the project than you originally envisioned, it's pretty easy to just, you know, with a couple clicks of the mouse, provision more servers to run the project on. So yeah, it just seems like there are a lot of reasons why cloud is becoming the sort of default position for a lot of projects.
And what I'm seeing, I'm wondering if it's another reason there, is that there's so much e-commerce, there's so much going on with mobile applications that there's so much big data coming out of the cloud that perhaps is a driver as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't make sense to move everything to the cloud if you have to take, you know, terabytes of data from your on-premise storage and upload it to the cloud. But yeah, I mean, if all your data is already created online and there isn't that difficulty that would come from having to move it from one place to another, then why not?
And then, Ed, I know you turned around and you flew back to Boston, and then you canoed across the river to Cambridge, and that was MIT. And this was a sports event, the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. And this was not the first time that our editors have been there. I think I was wondering if you could tell me what's the difference between last year and this year. I know in the past that the sort of moneyball notion of using statistics to find good base runners is what the conference was about.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's been about in the past years. I mean, everyone is familiar with the moneyball idea. There was a book and then a movie written about it. The idea is basically just looking at the numbers to build a really effective team on the field. And yeah, when I went last year, it was very much about that kind of on the field analytics. But what I found really interesting was this year there was a much larger focus on off the field issues, you know, using analytics for things like marketing and sales, optimizing ticket prices, engaging with fans on social media. It really seems like the use of analytics in sports, at least on the business side of things, is really maturing right now, which I think is really interesting. Especially, there was one speaker, Brian Burke. He's the founder of Advanced Football Statistics, and during his his presentation, he said that something like every other business out there right now is using analytics to get some sort of edge, but sports seems to be one of the last holdouts that is not really engaging in that. And so it seems like, you know, historically, teams and leagues haven't really been very big users of analytics for business purposes. But if the tenor of the presentations from this conference are any indication, I would say it looks like that's probably changing.
Well, again, this is Jack Vaughn and
Ed Burns.
And we are the people here on the Talking Data podcast today. Stay with us and stay tuned.